Let's get the business news now from Gail.
Thanks, Audrey. Global markets have been nervy this week, with shares in Europe and the US down. At the centre of investor worries is the fear of a recession, with the R-word putting analysts on edge. It stems from the Trump administration's approach to tariffs and policies, and President Donald Trump saying the US is in a period of transition. The latest 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imports have taken effect, with the EU saying retaliatory tariffs will come in next month. President Trump is hosting the Taoiseach for a meeting at the White House amid concerns tariffs could pose a significant risk to the Irish economy. To discuss all this, I'm joined now by Chief Economist with Deloitte Ireland, Kate English. Kate, the speed at which President Trump is changing policies and tariffs is potentially unrivaled. Is he about to trigger a recession in the world's biggest economy?
What a question. I think when we take a step back at this and look at it, tariff wars are all about who can absorb the most pain. And what we've seen in the markets over the last few days kind of stems from three parts. Number one, we had labour market data was released last week within the US that on the cold face of it at the start looked positive, 77,000 jobs added. But in reality, that was quite negative. It was much lower than what forecasts were. We moved on to Friday then, and Goldman Sachs, they reduced their economic forecast for the US, downgraded it to 1.7%, down from 2.4% previously. And then over the weekend, that R word recession started to come into commentary. And that combined led to almost that market floor that began with stocks and shares on Monday and continued into Tuesday as well. So it's certainly a period of where sentiment is much reduced, but more so a feeling of there's going to be a lot of pain from this, and almost a realisation that wasn't potentially previously there.
Now, President Trump himself has said short-term pain is needed to bring back wealth to the US. How long is this short-term likely to last, and what impact will it have on consumers and trade in the US and in Ireland?
That is the part we don't know. We don't know what the length of this pain will be. And also because we actually don't know what a lot of these policies will be. And also when we look at what is the potential impact on Ireland, any downgrade in economic growth within any of our large trading partners, be it the US, Europe, UK, Canada, is bad news for Ireland. We are an open economy, rely on economic growth taking place in other trading blocks. So any pullback in that will dampen our economic growth as well. But there's so many unknowns still with this.
What sectors are most exposed here in this, amidst all this volatility?
Within Ireland, our sectors that are most exposed is pharmaceuticals. This is where the majority of our exports to the US are weighted in. They account for almost 17% of our overall exports, and an even much higher percentage of our exports to the States as a whole. And again, this goes back to this question of, will tariffs be targeted towards certain sectors, or will they be a blanket plan approach? Because that's what kind of differed, I suppose, this time round to last time round.
Are there any positives we can take from all of this?
I think for me, a big positive we can take from this is the sentiment and the reaction in Europe. If we were sitting in this chair only 3 months ago, we would have been saying that Europe was under significant pressure in terms of its competitiveness and its unity. And it almost feels like a button or a flash has happened in Europe, where we've seen them unite, come together and go, now is the time to act to make ourselves more competitive. We saw the introduction of the competitiveness compass, the proposal for EU Inc, and a real urgency to go, how do we reignite the engine of European economic growth? And that is positive.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Chief Economist with Deloitte Ireland, Kate English, thank you.